You know what? I told you what I need from your dad, though, right?
Tell me what you need from my dad, Russell Peters.
My tour DJ is collecting what the Jamaicans call them dub plates.
Right.
So a dub plate is like you'll find the artist and the artist will re-sing his popular song.
Right.
But throw your name in the song.
Right. I remember. So why didn't we do this?
Say tie yellow ribbon, be like tie a yellow ribbon down. Around starting from scratch is tree, you know, stuff like that.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
And
knock three times on the ceiling if you want scratch, you know what I mean?
Right. You want this on video or just audio?
No, he wants an actual clean audio because he's gonna play it at a party. He's DJing, he's gonna drop it in.
I'm going to get this done for you this week.
I will get Scratch to write out the lyrics
okay.
for your dad so he knows where to drop it.
Great.
Okay.
Done. Okay. Have we started officially? Is this the official start?
We're on.
Is it okay that's the start?
Really,
that's okay. We didn't say anything bad.
I mean, we don't talk about anything. So
right.
It's like,
who cares?
Well, we do.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Adam has a bone to pick with you, Russell.
We do have a bone to pick, actually.
Touch my bone, Adam.
Why is it that we have to find out through the fucking social media about this wedding?
Oh, yeah.
Our invite got lost? What the hell is
we're
that?
We're not big enough names.
I mean, I see Roy Nelson there.
When you're serving steak and lobster, we're just not big enough names to make the cut. That's what it is. It's obvious.
I had actually considered inviting John, but we ran out of space, and I had virtually invited Adam.
But what's funny is I saw a message on Vanessa's phone that said, thanks for the invite. I can't make it.
Yeah. There was a message, Vanessa, if it was only us, you know,
yes.
That's what I'd put.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations
thanks,
for
guys.
Sure. Yeah.
Adam, I expected you were your greeting. I want a mazel tov.
Oh, mazel tov. Well, hi.
Thank you. Thank you for topping my mazels.
I should mention because I did promote. I promoted this as Russell Peters live, but we're actually not live. This is the 24-hour third annual 24-hour Action Junkies live stream you are on. But you told me you're traveling to I want to say Saudi Arabia this weekend,
no.
And you were kind enough to pre-tape this segment with us, which I appreciate.
Yeah, I'm traveling to Bahrain, so. I leave tomorrow, and I don't arrive in Bahrain until Friday morning.
Now, is that... Oh, wow. Is that honeymoon, or is that work?
No, that's work.
Really?
I have a show in Bahrain on Sunday, and then Dubai on Tuesday.
Wow. So you've been...
And then you ready for this guy? Let me give you my schedule.
Tell
so
me.
You understand why things are fucking wacky.
Because I saw you post the other day, and you were like, team no sleep or something. You guys have been traveling like crazy.
I am team no sleep. So... I got married on February 20th, which was a Sunday. Well, on February 18th, the Friday, I was in Saudi Arabia doing a show.
Wow.
And then I jumped on a private jet from Medina, Saudi Arabia, to Dubai, and then jumped on an Emirates flight from Dubai to L.A., and then got to the hotel the day before the wedding at like 3:30 in the afternoon, literally exactly 24 hours before I was due to be wed. And... And then I got married Sunday, and then I flew out Thursday to go to Boston and Connecticut, and then I flew home. There's a fucking bug in my room. I really like to keep an Indian around here. Here's how you know you're an Indian guy's house. If you can't get malaria in my house, you weren't in my house.
You mentioned Emirates Airlines. I'm assuming you're sitting up front in first class on an Emirates flight. That is, I've never been.
No. This is above first class. I can see Russell in one of the apartments. These are the apartments.
Oh, no, that's Etihad. And I would have, but they're not running them right now.
Oh, jeez.
Wait, there's apartments on the airplane?
Yeah.
Really?
Etihad Airlines has apartments.
Oh, okay. But first
so
class
you get,
Emirates.
Like, a living room.
Right.
You get a living room, a bedroom, and your own private bathroom with a shower.
Oh, my God. And what's first class Emirates like? It's incredible, right?
You get your own little suite with a door, and you have to share one of two bathrooms with a shower. Like a savage. You have to share it with nine other people. No. More than that. It's 12 other people you're sharing this with. Like a savage.
Oh, fuck. I don't know how you do it, Russell.
I like how you get close to the camera when you say like a savage.
Like a savage.
I, th- think last time we spoke, you were moving. Did you ever, you moved, right?
I did move. Yeah, I moved to Encino.
Oh. How is it? What's the 818 like? It's okay? Yeah. Is it a rough adjustment?
I'm ready to move. I want to move because I found a house that I really like in Chatsworth. I know, but.
Whoa. Actually, I know where. In that one cool community, right? Maurice Green used to live there. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I think Dr. Dre used to live in there, too.
Dre, I want to say, there's one of, I want to say Kevin Hart's up there, right? Or
no, Kevin is in Cala Blacklist now.
Okay.
Yeah, he's probably in like Hidden Hills area. That
right.
Yeah.
I moved from Hidden Hills to here. I'm downgrading my life.
Going more in the valley. Jeez.
My dad was in Hidden Hills. Have we talked about this before? He was in Hidden Hills.
I don't
know
if we talked. I don't remember your dad being in Hidden Hills.
He used to be 24588 John Coulter Road by the back gate.
Oh, wow. I used to be 2514 Jim Bridger or something like that. Was that my name? 25140.
Now, why not Vegas full time for you?
I still have my residence in Vegas.
Right.
I love, you know, to be honest with you, of all my houses, the Vegas is the one that I've owned the longest, and Vegas is also the one that I feel the most at home in.
So why would you want to live there all the time then?
Well, I would, but my kids.
Oh.
I have two kids and two baby mamas.
Right.
And so, you know, when I complicate things, I like to really fucking shit my life away. And then my wife has two daughters. So her daughters live here, but her daughters are grown. Her daughters are 30 and 28.
And then soon.
You see, John, I married a woman this time.
I was just going to ask, will there be three kids and three baby mamas at some point?
No, there will not.
No.
Because my wife's saying only 2 years younger than me. She's going to be 50 this year. So
okay.
She would give birth to a teenager if we did. So.
Got it. All right.
So besides touring, what are you working on right now? Anything exciting?
No, I think a little fun projects coming out. I think I'm going to host the talk one day in a few weeks. I think I'm doing a couple episodes of $100,000 Pyramid. You know, just fun, nerdy celebrity things that I get to do now.
And I like
that. I'm quite excited about those.
Will there be
the goal when I started doing comedy 33 years ago was to be able to get on shows like that to do dumb shit.
Right. Like when you got the call to be on this show, you were like, Action Junkies? Fuck yeah, I'm in.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm like, without Jake Ellenberger? Okay.
Do you get like a rush of excitement and adrenaline when you get the text from me? Like, hey, oh, I was hoping. I didn't want to be left out this year.
I'm like, yeah. I mean, you know, last time I did it in a I think it was an Applebee's or a Chili's parking lot in like fucking, I was in Ohio somewhere. Remember?
Yes, I do. I do remember. Russell, yeah. Actually, you know how long it's been? Dude, I went and got, I had a procedure.
I know. I watched you do the whole thing online and you're all happy with it now?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I need to go for a touch up though. Like I see how you could probably get a little obsessed with this kind of shit. Now,
no, listen, I'm with you, buddy. I'm like, I think I could go for a touch up. Like, and I got some holes that I'd like to fill in, AO, but I don't know if I have much donor left.
Right.
But you did the strip, didn't you?
I did the strip.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I went
You're stupid.
No, it's great. I went to Vegas Hair Transplants. Dr. Corsani got me all set up. I know you have a great guy in LA. I went and saw him, too.
I know, but does he do FUE?
Yeah, he does. I opted in for the strip.
That's dumb.
Why? They said that I will get more volume with the strip, and I kind of believe it. No,
I'm not doing the strip. I'm not cutting my fucking head for
it doesn't
vanity.
Hurt.
And I buzzed my hair on the back and side, so.
Yeah, John looked like Stewie.
Oh, yeah,
Family
see,
Guy.
I don't have to worry about that. I don't go that short in the back, so you don't see a scar or anything.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
no,
happy.
So I don't want to do that.
Yeah, it's good.
Man,
yeah.
I'll let them pluck a few E's, FUE out of me, but I'm not going to let them fucking strip my damn head. And how painful was that for them for the next 2 months?
Just about a month. Sleeping was the bitch.
That's my favorite part of my life.
Right, yeah, like laying on your head. Like the first week I'm sleeping on the couch, like sitting up. And then the next 3 weeks, when you do lay down, it's rough, but it's worth it. So worth it.
No,
no.
FUE. I've done FUE twice and I'll do it again. I'll tell you.
I think my touch up would be FUE. for sure.
Yeah, you can't just keep cutting your head off.
Right. Yeah, you run out of scalp or whatever.
Did you ever see that photo? There's a photo floating around of Turkish Airlines and everybody flying back from Turkish Airlines.
Yes.
And they got their heads wrapped.
Yeah.
Because they all had the treatment done over there.
Yeah. I have a guy that went over there. My buddy Jamal. He looks great. I can't lie. He looks great. But I'd be afraid to go somewhere else, like leave the country for surgery or stuff. Would you or no?
Yeah. I don't know how clean they are. I don't know. You know, they don't care about you. They never, like, you live in another country. They're going to be like, oh, yeah, no problem. Yeah, you look great. There's everything's fine. Then you leave, like, fuck that guy. You know? Hey, do you guys know Abdul? Which one? Yeah, he did my hair. We have 75,000 Abduls doing hair.
Like,
oh, great.
I need to know who I'm going to sue, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I just want to know. Or just go back and punch in the face.
One or the other. One or the other, for sure. Yeah. Right? No.
And we have to thank you for not being in town this weekend.
Why?
Because we'll maybe get good seats.
Oh, right. Yeah, we're going to the fight, so I'll get my old seats back.
Thank you.
Because you're always in my seats.
I think I'm going to have to fly back just for the fight.
No! Now, will you watch that fight, or you'll be on stage or busy, or how does it even work? Well, it'll be different time zone, right?
Saturday night.
Yeah.
Which will be Sunday morning. Yeah, I'll watch it.
So, do you have an official? Can you give us an official prediction with Masvidal Covington? Who you got?
I think Masvidal's been in more trouble than Covington has in his fights. So I'm gonna lean towards Colby in this one. But that's not to say that I don't like George Masvidal. I think that he's got more mileage on him.
I'm right there with you. I would love to see Masvidal win, but I don't know. Colby's pressure. He's just so much pressure, so much cardio. I don't see him losing that.
Yeah, and Jorge's on the other side of his age thing, you know?
Yeah. Did you
see... How old is Masvidal?
36, 37? You want to look it up?
Yeah, and how old is Colby? 30?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, that's not... Like, if this fight was 4 years ago,
right?
I would be like, Masvidal all day.
I agree. Yeah, I totally agree. Did you happen to see the headline, Cain Velasquez? Did you see this?
Now, I heard inside information.
Oh, can you tell or no?
I'll say it. I mean, I don't know. I don't know that it's what I heard was.
Yeah.
Now, this is all hearsay, so I can't say it's factual by any means. And I don't want to be the guy out there spreading rumors. But I heard that Kane had heard that some guy at it's a very touchy subject. Let's just say children were involved and Kane didn't appreciate it.
Okay. Got it. I'm doing the math there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that the math I should be doing?
I'm telling you that side of the story, but you know, I know Kane and he's not a loose cannon like that.
So. Right.
And if then it was my kids, I would have done the exact same thing.
Right. Okay. Interesting. Well, here's the interesting part is this won't air, as we know, until Friday. So we might know. We might have some closure by Friday.
If you hear about it, then... You can air it, but otherwise beep it because for the sake of legalities. And
Okay.
And Kane can kill both of us at the same time.
100%. I think he could kill me through the phone.
Without a gun.
He
can kill us both. So.
Yeah.
Going back to the question.
And he's a really sweet guy, as you may know as well.
Yeah, yeah. Nice guy.
He's not.
Legendary he's not fighter.
So the fact that they're trying to frame it in such a way that it's real shitty of them to do that.
Yeah.
But. Just know that there's a reason.
Yeah. Adam has an update on...
Jorge is 37. Colby is 34.
Oh well, is he really? 34. Wow.
Yeah, but Colby hasn't been in as many wars as Masvidal. No. And Masvidal came up in the backyard fight shit, too.
Yeah. And then did you see... I saw they just announced Dos Anjos is going to fight.
Well, he...
On short notice, Moicano.
Is that what they said? I don't know what...
At 170? 70. Mm-hmm. For this weekend.
Dos Anjos at 170?
Yes, for this weekend. He's fighting Moicano, who weighed in at 185, like, when they announced the fight, but he can, or 180, but he'll drop the 10 in a few days.
I haven't heard that, yeah.
Yeah. I finally know so something that you don't know.
Wait, Moicano's going to drop down to 170?
Yes.
I'm going to have to check this, Russell.
It. Okay, I probably get it all
wrong.
I'm pretty sure I got it right. I think I finally got one thing right. Are you a baseball
fan? Wait, so DeSantis was scheduled to fight?
Yes. And then whoever he was fighting fell out. And Moicano stepping in, right?
So they're doing catch weight of 160.
160, my apologies. 160.
Dos Anjos versus Moicano.
Okay, right, right. 160, right. So there's two fights at 160 then this weekend, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sounds like maybe we'll have a new weight class soon.
Maybe.
Maybe. Even though Dana always says no. I don't know.
I mean, you know.
I was on a cliffhanger. I was waiting. What was coming after the Nothing.
No, it always bugs me out that the UFC, like, you know, they have the same names, you know, the welterweight, middleweight, heavyweight, light heavyweight, all that stuff, but they're at different weights. And I'm like, can't you just keep it the same as fucking boxing? And
that right, stuff? Right, right.
Like, yeah. When I think of 185, I don't think of middleweight.
You know? Right.
Very true.
That yeah. Should be, you know. Are you a baseball guy at all or no?
Nope, not on your best day, kid.
Damn.
Basketball guy?
Not on your worst day.
Good man.
So just UFC and boxing?
Just boxing, just combat sports. I don't like team sports. Football, I think, has to be the most annoying sport in the world to me.
Really?
Tell me why.
Yeah. Because you're watching something for 3.5 fucking hours, and you're getting 11 minutes of action in total. It's right. Literally 11 minutes.
Right.
Well, it could be worse. It could and be I'm cricket. Like,
no, but it's like literally you're watching something for 3 seconds at a time.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he fell down. No fucking shit. What do you think was going to happen? You got eight guys jumping on you. You're going to fall down. And then they have a meeting and then they pull it. They have a meeting. Come here, guys. I want to talk to you. Okay. You cut the ball. You fell down. Okay. We're going to do that again. Try to get further, but fall further. Okay, good. And go. And you know, they just keep repeating the same bullshit, but what should take you? Where did everybody go? I've lost some. Here we go.
What was the last part you said? Because we lost you.
I lost you. Where'd you lose me?
Right before you said, where did everybody go?
Oh, no, I'm just saying.
We went.
What should take you 1 minute takes you 20 minutes.
Right. I agree.
And that's annoying to me.
I agree.
In every other play, there's a commercial.
And the fans all look like these big meathead dumb dudes that I don't like. Like when you look at the games, it's too much of a mob mentality for me. I don't get it.
And how about curling? Where do you stand with curling? Have you seen this crazy sport?
First of all, you stand behind the rock. and in front of the broom.
Yeah. That's an Olympic event, curling.
As it should be.
And here's the magical question about curling. Activity or sport?
Yeah, is it an activity or a sport?
Well, what they should do is get it sponsored by Swiffer, if they're smart.
Did you just catch a fly or something? A mosquito?
Sure did. Fuck it.
Did you get it?
Danielson. I did, actually. Where'd he go, though? I think I got him.
You let him go? You squeeze him to death?
I squeeze him, and then I opened, but I don't see him. But
premature
again,
open.
I don't see him any further again, either.
Bug infestations of Encino.
I had my friggin' back door open all day because it was like 90 degrees outside today.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Now, is this a Sino house? Is it like a Cribs type of house? Or is it...
Well, I don't want anybody visiting me, but it's the house that the OJ chase started at.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, so
you know OJ, don't you?
I do. Oh, wait, this is... So it's Al Cowling's house? Old house?
Robert Kardashian's old house.
Oh, Robert Oh! That's where that began. Really?
I know exactly where that house is.
Do you? Wow. Okay. Very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. John and OJ are connected.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah.
So you should tell him, hey, next time you see him, Orenthal. my friend lives in the house that started some of your problems.
Yeah. I'll text him.
Not all of them. Just some of them.
Right. Right. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, I appreciate you doing this. It's always good to see you virtually. It'd be nice to see you. When are you in Vegas performing again? And get tickets?
I got a private gig on March. Well, I'm actually at the Wynn in June.
Okay.
Doing the theater there. But I'm actually going to be in Vegas on March 17th doing a private gig. So, and I'll have my wife with me. So if you want to bring maybe you and me, Vanessa, and my wife can go out and have some food together.
Yes.
Again, fucking chopped liver.
Hey, it happens. You know, that's what happens. Sorry. You know,
Adam, do you have a lady?
Oh yes,
he does. Actually, he's got a fantastic lady.
Well, Adam, why don't you bring your lady and join us as well, my friend?
Oh, I'd be honored.
I love it.
Yeah, I'll get you a Zoom link, and you could sit there while we're eating dinner.
That's one to end on. Russell Peters, you're a legend. Thank you so much for doing this. And we will be in touch later.
All right, guys.
Thanks,
Adam,
man.
Adam, we want you there physically.
Thank you, Russell. Have a good one, man. Safe travels. Okay.
All right, we'll see you.
See you.
Beautiful.
That was fun.
That was real good.
Oh, we're done.
I like that. That was really good.